sounds like trying to buy some diesel meters in the place.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushwah?
Here.
Councilmember Rachel?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nissler?
Here.
Chairman Costa?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
I'd like to ask Mayor Pro Tem Rhodes to conduct the meeting from here on, so minimize the amount that I talk. And I'd like to ask the council if we could go to C4 right now. It's a budget adjustment. Check out.
It's just committee meeting anyway, right?
All right, yeah. Let me start by saying that this is all about, it's not all about, I mean, there's other items on here that y'all can discuss without me. But we had a point in the police station where we have some definitive numbers to go with. We know what the base bid was. We know what the scopes that are not in the base bid, what their amounts are. We have a schedule provided to us by the contractor, which is really ambitious. From that schedule, he is predicting a payment schedule month by month from now until the end of the project. But basically, if he does it the way he says he's going to do it, and I believe he might, when we get to the end of June, you're going to have three buildings that will basically be finished. And only thing left to do is tear out the paving and put the paving in and stuff like that. So the vast majority of the money will be spent by the end of the year or early into the next budget year. So if you look at your budget sheet, the budget adjustment sheet, you'll see we have grant income of $1.4 million. We want to change it to $1.4 million. And grant expenses to $2 million. Those are round numbers. Those are slightly high volume, maybe $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 each. It doesn't really matter because it's all... Whatever we don't spend this year, we're going to spend next year, so on and so forth. Included in that is everything. Architect fees, contractor, outside sources, like we have to do. One summer on this agenda, it says Terracon is a contractor to do the inspections, and then we have a contractor to run payroll to do the demolition. Stuff like that. But what I'm trying to tell you is that I have a lot of information and I'm going to be providing to the council on a regular basis this thing here, which is it's item by item. Every time we spend money, how much we spend. Every time we receive money from the state, how much we receive. But the yellow part of it right here is the estimated part, which is what we got this from. So, schedules in my office, anybody wants to. Now, along with that, we've already had one instance where we were in a big hurry to do something and there was no council meeting that day or whatever. So what I would like to ask the council, and you don't have to vote this, just if an emergent item comes up, and that emergent item cannot wait until the next council meeting, I'd like for the council to appoint Don Nissler as a representative of the council. He's an architect degree, he's an architect, as a representative of the council. And as those items come up, before I authorize them to go forward without council approval, Don and I'll, he'll be on board with it. That's only in cases of something, let's say we have some type of a emergent item that's a week after our council meeting and they need to have an answer to go forward. It's always going to take a recommendation of an architect anyway, but so that y'all are not left out the loop. And of course I'll send y'all emails and all that, but basically authorize me to approve those things on an interim basis until you can make the final approval at the next regular meeting. I really don't expect a lot of these. I'd be very disappointed if we have a lot of them. I mean, when I say a lot, I'm talking about more than two or three. But they're going to happen. It happens on every job. So if you don't have an objection to that, just let me know when we won't do that. But I'd like to do that. As far as the rest of the project, you can see that they're doing the grade work right now. And our schedule is in there. Very a bit. They're going to supposedly pour the slab in January, early January. And from there, they're ready to go with everything. So I don't know of any issues I attended there. Monthly meeting last Friday, and they really are, they're very, very organized. And the architect we have is really our architect, so I think we'll be okay. Is there any questions I can have? And there's other things on the item budget adjustment that I'll leave that to you because I don't have any input on those. Maybe not anything other than it's obvious. Is there anything anybody has questions about?
So vote on that next week to put it on and move to meeting?
Well, you can. I mean, that would be a good thing, have it official. But next week, you're going to authorize me to sign a contract with payroll and with TerraCon, hopefully. You know, they've done. So I was putting together a contract, and then we already looked at TerraCon, and they're okay. I mean, their inspection company, not much to that.
I think we already authorized you to sign necessary documents in relation, didn't we?
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Good. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, these are all things that are within the purview of the overall contract.
Right.
Including TerraCon is just a subordinate.
Well, they're actually working for us directly.
Okay.
So is that different?
No, that's more of a professional services for inspection services.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you do need to approve that.
And payroll's going to be working for us, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we got three bidders, but they were a little bidder.
Yeah.
Very low, very, very good price. So with that, if y'all don't have anything else, I'm going to check out.
The communication and capital purchases and police vehicle stuff, that's all separate from construction.
Yeah, the only two items on there, grant expense and grant income, those are the two items I was talking about. If y'all have something else you want to talk about, I'll be happy.
No, I just.
Jamie's got some items on there. You know, we've got some housekeeping items on there and stuff like that. I don't think there's anything, I don't have a report on derelict buildings at all. Same ones last week, but I haven't done anything. All I got to say is Richard Sonia is doing a hell of a job on that house on Main Street. It's looking nice. It is looking nice. I might have to thank him when I see him because he.
And the union house also.
Yeah, they doing it?
Yeah, they're working a lot, too.
I didn't notice.
They're repainting.
Well, the last meeting was on November 11th and at Thanksgiving, so like I mean, he'd been here, so. Other than that, if y'all don't mind, I'm going to check out and turn it over to Scott. I'm going to, yeah. I'm not going to talk. I'm not even going to yell at the same.
6:39.
Not meant to yell at them, but I'll.
All right, first thing on the agenda is Public Works Committee. You got a resolution for a $35,000 grant to fix a manhole cover. We had manholes, but then infiltration, deterioration of manholes. So that'll be up. Anybody else have anything on Public Works?
No, we just well, I'm sure the parish going to get some slowdown on that culvert right here. They're going to haul in some fuel there in some spots that they hadn't been able to.
And I know Mayor talked about they found a hole. It could be our possible leak. I guess that could come under Public Works, but I don't know where they stand on that. Somewhere's up here in the front. They found a manhole covered. Something like the rim had been knocked off and that could be our big possible leak that we mentioned before. Okay, so we hear about an old ballpark, crossing the church property. Is it Boudoir?
Boudoir's house.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere around there.
Wow, that'd be great.
So I don't know if they've got to that point or not yet. Anything else, Public Works? Like Planning and Zone, we got a variance from Michael Boudreaux. He wants to build a pool house. Yeah, we had the meeting minutes are there from Planning and Zone. Michael wants to build a pool house with a shower. I was talking to him, the shower is actually a steam kind of room shower.
And it's already.
It's an enclosed.
Yeah, I think you buy it all done and just put it in. Planning and Zone approved it. Michael swears no one's going to live in it, so that'll be up for vote next week. Second, John and Mary Dalbore, build a fence on all these quarters. I think that's the same neighborhood section. Yeah, that we've been dealing with that fence situation.
I think that's to the front.
Oh, is it to the front?
1491 is to the front.
Okay, that's for the front.
Front part. So we had never done all the properties in the front for people to build a fence, so.
Yeah, each person comes individually when they want to build a fence, and it generally gets approved.
Yeah, we've done a number of those before. I'll take a look on here, but I think that's to the front. That's just one, there's a handful of.
Yeah, that's all these quarters. So the ones in the back are the new subdivision.
Right.
Yeah, that's item two, isn't it? B2, the ones in the back.
I think they start with the 2,000 block is the ones in the back.
Anyway, they approved the variance to put a fence. Any comments, questions on that?
Pretty much in line with them.
Yep. And also, if you look at the minutes, they made a blanket recommendation for those in all these quarters. Have to cover ditches to put up the fences. So they're going to make a blanket approval of those variances. They're still, according to what Joey just told me, they're still going to have to come to the council for the final variance, but it's going to plan a commission over and over and over. Okay. They won't have to. They'll just come here and get it done.
So let's fill out a form.
Right, fill out a form.
And on a larger variance.
Right, and then we'll have to approve that after the council meeting officially. So I think that's it under Planning Zone, unless anybody has
anything. Mayor Pro Tem, there was one item that came up at the Planning Commission meeting in regards to the retention ponds in Orleans. They were very concerned about kids. You know, who's liability there, and if some child were to fall in and all. So I don't know, Tom, if we who's the liability goes to for that. I did a little research, and in Florida, in the last 10 months, they had 4 children in Central Florida that died falling in retention ponds. Of course, the detention pond, we don't have a problem with that because it doesn't hold water, but those back there do. And
that's what's all the way at the end, right?
The ones in the middle.
The ones in the middle hold water also, and then the big ones are back. You know. So some of the towns in Florida are passing ordinances that are either creating a slope less than 4-to-1, which is a gradual fall off. Some of them are putting shells, and some of them are putting fences along the edge to keep children out. I don't know. Maybe we need to look at something.
It's something y'all can look at. You just need to recognize that whatever fence you put up there, you're going to be creating an issue for maintenance, you know, mowing it. But I mean, it's a valid issue. The current ordinance, I don't think we can require them to put up a fence because the current ordinance doesn't require a fence. So we'd have to
look at it and see what
ordinance. You know, we do have fence requirements for people that have pools, but obviously these aren't pools, but they are a water hazard. So,
who retains ownership of those ponds after subdivisions?
I'd have to take a look at the map to see whether they're dedicated to the public.
Tom, who? What?
I think it's the town. I think it's the town once they finish this.
I know the one that really owes us the towns, but they maintain it.
Yeah.
And they gonna maintain the slope on these if they accepted them. They wasn't gonna accept them until it was for sure that it was gonna be able to upkeep it.
Yeah, these are detention ponds or the ones?
This is a detention with no water, the ones with water retention.
The detention pond, we have a servitude on that. We have a drainage servitude on the whole thing.
I think it's on.
On the whole track.
Maintenance and ownership is two different things.
Yeah.
Like I said, detention.
Every open ditch front and street and some that don't.
I'm trying to read the fine print on the map here, let me see.
We got the right, the servitude to maintain it.
But if we don't own them, does that relieve us of liability?
That's a liability. From a liability standpoint, I mean, even if we maintain the servitude, it depends on who owns it, I would assume, right?
I think most of the liability would go to who owns it, right, council?
Liability goes with ownership, yeah, let's see.
So we're talking about more, that pretty much would probably relieve us of the liability, so now we're talking about safety.
We're not liable.
Safe, okay, so safety is our concern.
I mean, it's a requirement that it be built, but it's not the town's responsibility to.
Yeah, I think it's a requirement that it be built, but the issue comes in the developer whether it's gonna retain water or not.
For wet or dry?
Dry pond, if it's a dry retention, meaning it drains after the rainstorm, then it became the maintenance issue of cutting the grass. I think, if I remember, y'all talked about that subdivision where the developer wanted that to hold water for beautification type thing. A lot of people do it that way. They put.
Yeah, there's two kinds to use, and if you think somebody came around and went behind Los Palmas, you're sadly mistaken if you go to have that bad one.
Yeah.
And that's when they gonna go jump in that, then they're gonna be stuck in that drain on that end, it's gonna probably be a worse situation because they got some current in it. So having a dry or wet pond and preventing drowning, there's no, you know, other than one has water in all the time.
Right, so the probability percentages are with the ones that retain water.
And then you get to the fact that, you know, when I was a kid, my dad said, hey, don't go get that pond on with your butt, I didn't get wet.
I think that's something we'll have to look into as far as ownership.
Well, I don't think you can alleviate that possibility, but we want to try to, you know.
We'll have to look into it as ownership and then a public safety issue.
How about the one at the TND?
What were we gonna do with the Chonchon Canal or the Parish Canal or any of these other things that got water in them?
Yeah, I mean.
There's no difference in safety versus that wet retention, detention, however you like to call it, versus these drainage canals that got this much water in them, and with rains, they got this much water in them, you know?
Well, it's like Sugar Mill, if you look at the Sugar Mill subdivision, they all have a big old lake, that's more or less what that is behind them.
That's their drainage.
But the one good thing about it is it's fully visible to public view, anybody driving by or whatever, so it's not, unlike with a pool, which is often, pools, the reason you put fences around those, because those are often secluded from public view.
I'm scared of more kid going in the back and driving the Parish Canal and having them pines, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly.
That's something we need to think about, yeah.
I'm just passing on what they brought up, planning commission there.
Yeah. Maybe Shane makes a good point.
Yeah, you can't fence every ditch.
Who knows, they drown the Chonchon Canal.
You know, the one area of liability in that regard the town does have is the sewer pond, we got a fence around that.
Yeah.
Got a fence, and two strands of barbed wire, and a lock gate.
Yeah. Okay, you have planning zone?
I'm not sure which part of the meeting I need to speak in, but I guess it's okay.
Sure, that's fine.
My name is Rhonda Cass, and I live on Allen Street. And we, I was trying to find out, I know there's an ordinance that was passed about maybe 5 or 6 years ago about no trailers in the town of Ruley. However, I have a situation, my daughter, I'm more than happy to speak to each individual, you know, and to let you know what's going on if you like. I need to get her the the lot is 27A BZAC property, lot 27A, which is right next door to me, which is right behind Hardy and Louise Bennett. The person who owns it is Rhonda Lamanna. And I'm trying to find out if I show y'all how the trailer would be laid out, what it would look like. It would be kept up, you know. I'm trying to find out what I can do or if there's anything I can do to get that there. She can't afford a house. She has three children. And she's a single mom.
Yeah,
she will be a single mom here shortly.
Yeah. Correct me.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know who to talk to about it. That's why I'm
I think first thing is get a little map drawn up and maybe talk to Wayne Delapaz.
Wayne? Okay.
Yeah, that would be the first
step.
Okay.
Wayne could tell you all the ordinances and how I need to go and what you need to do, and then planning commission would be the next one.
Okay.
Item.
When is the planning commission meeting? And when, you know what I'm saying? When would I have to be there for that? Or
December,
how do I do it?
December 18th.
December 18th.
Is that the date?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then.
So if I would like to get with him and then show him, take him out there and show him where we want to do and what size and all that kind of stuff it is. Yeah.
And then you'd have to submit a map to the planning commission and mm-hmm. then, you know, with all the drawings of where it's going to go and all that. And then I'm assuming we'd have to do the variance for the trailer and that.
Yeah. It would not be anything, believe me, it would be brand new. Okay. It'd be brand new. I'd be happy to explain to each and every one of you what's going on, if you like.
Yeah, I think the first step is to give it to Wayne and even Joey.
Okay.
The mayor. You give it to the mayor and see.
Okay. I was trying to catch your mind. I didn't realize he's sick today. And the other thing is, I don't know what me and you are still either is, there was a three-way stop sign on the corner of Alina and South. And I know this is being a recorded meeting, however, this coonie lets words fly when there's people that's not stopping back there no more. It was so much safer to have it. Is there a reason why that was taken up or removed?
It was put in violation of the ordinance, which calls every location a stop sign is supposed to be in the town of Brule. So it was that.
Say it again?
You have to have an ordinance saying okay. Where we're going to be.
Uh-huh.
And it was not in the ordinance. And it was for years and years and years, there wasn't one there.
Right.
Then it was put there in violation of our ordinance, so we pulled it up.
So that's like an ordinance that would have to be passed to put it back there?
Yeah.
Put it there?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so how do you go about getting an ordinance to
get there? Was an opportunity for that ordinance to be introduced last month, and it was not.
So it's too late?
Talk to your council members.
Talk to your council
okay.
members and get
that's
one
the next step.
Okay, yeah. So I got your phone numbers of all of y'all?
We're all live, you got access to it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all on access.
Okay.
Yeah, you,
okay.
Yeah, it's no problem.
But I've never spoken at a meeting before, so I'm just like, I have no idea where.
Sure.
Where
I think last meeting we talked about it.
What was the problem? Not saying ugly words.
Yeah, we talked about that at the last meeting and never got introduced, so it was never voted on.
Yeah.
It just kind of died.
It was a
legal
stop sign.
Yeah, but it was like, I was driving down the road one morning, and I'm like, I just automatically stopped, and I'm looking, I'm like, so I called the police department and said, the stop sign's gone. They said, well, it was pulled up. And I went, what?
On purpose.
On purpose? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, anything else planning zone?
Y'all wanted to know where the Alvor property in Orleans Quarter is. It is the first developed house
okay.
behind Dane and Bonnie D.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, it's all the way up front.
It's all the way up front.
All right, anything else planning zone? Finance committee? November bills in the package? I don't see anything out of the ordinary. Okay, so I'll be on review liquor licenses. Let's see. There's a list. You got the list. Athena's Back Brule Grocery. I'm not a very fluent Spanish guy, but at Dorado Place. JW Food Mart, Las Palmas, and Louisiana Bayou Bistro is who we have for beer and liquor license.
Yeah. All right. And these are all renewals. Paste
Day
is renewed.
What is Paste Day?
That's
next door
to
Las Palmas.
Next door to Las Palmas.
That's the
Mexican grocery, Taqueria,
Rio Grande.
Yeah.
Is
I tried to eat there one day for lunch, but they couldn't understand me.
You gotta have a little time to talk to the media.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess discuss bids for existing police headquarters demolition. I don't have a copy of the bid. Did Joey give y'all copies?
I didn't check my email.
I guess we'll push that on to our regular meeting, which is probably official meeting. Is that it right there? No?
No, that's the budget adjustment.
All right, so I guess we'll do all that discussion next time. And then Joey went over this ordinance. Discuss 2014 holiday schedule.
Jamie, are we gonna hit these budget adjustments for you?
Oh, yes. That's what I thought we were.
Oh, we can't. We can go back to that. I was gonna do it in the police committee, but that's fine.
I just wanted just a couple of them.
Yep, all right, let's go back. I'll go back over the.
Trap fines. So we're coming in over.
Correct.
Okay. It's mobile forensics. I assume that's police?
Yes, that is a grant for cell phone software forensics, where if we have a case and somebody erases all their text messages, pictures, he can go in and pull it all out. We don't have to send it to Quantico for it to be done. We can do it ourselves. If the grant, they call it a grant, they don't give us any money. They give us the software, and our portion of it, I think, was $1,500 is what it would cost us, rather than $5,000 or something. And that's with the training and everything. It's a year-to-year deal if we want. It's not nothing we're roped into.
Gotcha. All right. Communication, the extra $1,500.
That's it right there. That's okay. What we budgeted.
So the equipment we're getting is about $5,400 on software.
Right.
And we in for $15.
We in for $15, correct.
All right. And then the gun upgrades.
Gun upgrades, we had a couple of guns start to go out and malfunction. Glock does a promotion with law enforcement agencies.
We turn them into them?
We turn the gun into them, plus $100 to $150 we're negotiating with a couple places. We get a brand new gun for $150.
You trade it in to get it?
You trade in plus $150 and you get a brand new.
Okay. I don't know, because I remember one time we had auctioned a bunch of guns off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But this is just it's a trade-in program. We're going out, I'm bidding it even though we don't have to, with Baton Rouge Police Supply, Barney's in Lafayette, and Accurate Police Supply in Baton Rouge.
And then the ordinance.
That gun, that's an adjustment of $2,400 to
the
national budget.
Yeah, that's what it costs us to replace them all.
And then the $5,000 on the vehicles, that's just extra.
That's just the tires and yeah, maintenance stuff. It's not repairs, it's really just maintenance issues. And then we're increasing the traffic up 40,000 because we're coming in over what we're
doing. That's based on the trend of what we've been doing recently?
That's based on the trend, yeah. It's actually trended a little more than that, but I went to 340 just to see what kind of winter we're going to have.
That's good news.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions on that?
Thank you.
No, dude.
All right, we'll move to holiday schedule. We have a list of the holidays.
Yeah, this is, y'all came up with, this is what the office staff and the maintenance people agreed on.
Is this the same as we had this past year?
Yeah.
So we got the same schedule, just those holidays. Wow, the 4th of July is on a Friday. Okay, so. Okay. Anybody any questions on that? All right, next, Recreation Committee. Anything on Recreation? Nothing. Police Committee, discuss reserve officers Ron LeRae, Michael Perrault, and Christy Boudreaux.
I got one. The two reserves are the same ones from last time. I got the psych test results back on the other one. They both passed.
Tell them about Christy, please.
That's Ron LeRae and Michael Perrault. I actually had one that was gone by the time I... Christy is she would be a civilian person to come in. She's not an expert, but very knowledgeable and proficient in grants. That's who found this grant. Evidence, getting destruction orders and stuff together.
record retention and stuff like that. I'd like to bring her in part-time before we get into this new building and let her come in and wipe all of that stuff out, get her purge all the old evidence. She would be a part-time civilian employee.
She wouldn't be a reserve.
She wouldn't be a reserve, no. She'd be a civilian employee, yes, paid. And I'd pay her at the same rate I bring the other part-timers in at $15 an hour. She's very knowledgeable in police grants. She's working on a couple of others for us even before I... Whatever she does for them, she's gonna do for us too.
Where does she work?
For Blackman, for Warren. She's been there 20-something years. I think Terry knows her.
She gonna work here when she works part-time?
Yeah, it would be part-time. It'd be late, you know, afternoons and nights that she would come in and work. And only on an as-needed basis do we get all that stuff cleared out, so we're not bringing all that stuff to the new building. Now I have one more, Casey Perrault. She would actually be a part-time police officer. I'd use her to work traffic, and with holidays coming up, I'd like to put some extra people on at night, working these parking lots until all the businesses close.
What would that sound like?
I'd bring her in at $15 an hour also. She's post-certified, has the psych eval, and all of that good stuff.
So these wages would be covered and not adjusted?
Yeah, me and Debbie sat down and looked at everything. We really wouldn't even need a budget adjustment on it. It would be already included in the salaries, because we've gotten rid of some part-time people too that wasn't working.
So we can add these people with no budget adjustment?
No, we wouldn't require a budget adjustment to do it.
Casey's post-certified, you said?
She's post-certified. She lives next door to Ned on Emily Drive, but she also works in Blackman.
Okay.
Any questions?
The other issue I had on here was discuss a pay increase for Tom Southhorn. Starting January 1st this year, post has required every officer to go through a lot of rigorous training and standards and testing to keep their post certificate and state pay. They have to go through defensive tactics renewal training every year, each officer. Firearms instruction, continuing education credits, and it was one other thing. Tom is actually going to the school next week. He's leaving Sunday to be able to come back and teach all of these guys everything and keep up with it all. And I think he would deserve a pay increase for it. Because it's going to be demanding on them to keep up with all of these officers and make sure they have their training. Because if they don't have it, we can't use them. The state actually suspends them from us.
So does it say how many years, like, they've been through post and after so many years?
Every year they have to renew all these defensive tactics qualifications. Post really got stringent this year. It came out last year, but it starts effective January.
And it's okay for an officer to do come back to the
That's
car
what all the agencies are doing, yeah. It's one big class, and Tom's actually going to it. But I'd like to increase him by $1 an hour for taking on that responsibility.
Because it'd be beyond his regular.
Definitely beyond his regular.
Okay, we make it almost a promotional opportunity and like a training officer?
Yeah, we could title it something.
I mean, that's kind of what you described.
Yeah, it is.
Training.
I think it's, you know, looking at numbers, when me and Joey talk about workloads and stuff like that, probably increasing his job duties by about 15%, 12 to 15%, but what he's going to have to keep up with.
What's his current hourly rate?
I don't know offhand. He's behind the curve. He's actually behind Brett, and he's been here longer than Brett. So he was almost deserving anyway.
So that's not good.
Yeah, it's just the way they fell in.
That won't need a budget adjustment. He's going to fall in.
No, we looked at that too because it would come out to $2,000, Devin, something like that with benefits and everything.
Now, is this based, these when you say they were all within the budget adjustment, is that based on the new number, adding that 40 grand in the budget?
No, that's based on the old number.
Based on that, the original budget. Okay.
Yes. Because we budget for part-time people and all that, and we haven't had nobody that really comes out and does it. So we got rid of a couple and sent them on their way. And I don't like to put, you know, 10 of them out there. I'd rather try a couple if they don't come out, get a couple in.
I just want to make sure he gets the remuneration that he should for the kind of work that he's going to be doing.
Oh, he definitely will. I'm glad one of them's stepped up to take it on, because it's...
I guess we should ask him, is a dollar...
Is it enough?
Yeah.
I think it is. I'm going to look at it, at his whole salary, overall salary again, before next week.
If you give him a dollar, he ain't making but 15 cents more than other ones.
You're looking at $40 a week.
$50. Look at it again, please, before we vote.
Yeah, we'll see. Come up with...
I'll shoot y'all an email. I'll look at it closer tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Y'all want a spreadsheet of all the offices?
I think that'd be a good idea.
The one that get employed, what their hourly...
They use the service.
I mean, he definitely needs more if he's taking on more responsibility.
Yeah, he's definitely taking on more responsibility. That's,
taking him away from his family.
He's fixing to get beat up in his class next week, so...
So it'll be $40 a week to get beat up.
Look at the numbers.
He gets to come back and beat up on the other ones, you know, but they... Post is really, I mean, they're doing a good job, it's something that needed to be done.
Where's the school at?
The one Tom's going to?
In Texas.
Yeah, it's in Texas, so...
Barnum.
Where is it?
Is it Barnum?
Barnum, I don't remember. But we got everybody from all agencies are sending people to it to get their people. It's a mess.
Okay, anybody else? Any questions?
Get those figures.
Yeah, just get that to us, and then we'll discuss it formally next week.
And if y'all want to look at a little bit more of what I would have Christie doing, Gil does it in the summertime when he's here, goes through the evidence. We've got evidence still in there from the 70s and 80s. You go through each case, find a piece of evidence, you do a destruction order for it, you go to the DA's office, they tell you whether the case is disposed of, then the judge signs off on it, then it has to be destroyed. It's a tedious process, and Gil never makes it through a whole bunch during the summer, but moving into this new building, I don't want
it. It'd be nice to start a clean slate there.
Absolutely.
Okay, anybody else, police committee?
Good deal.
Thank you, Chief.
Governmental affairs, anybody have anything? Mayor's report, I don't have anything on that.
Man, you supposed to talk for 30 minutes and write all kinds of stuff.
I looked over for his little red marks, but I didn't see any, I said, oh well.
Not Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
Talk bad about Christmas.
I saw Christmas lights blowing around the truck today. Let's see, we go to announcements.
No, the marks are personal.
Oh, there we go.
One big enough to be.
Anybody got any marks personal?
Yeah, we attended the grand opening of Fred's, Councilmember Neesel and I, and he won money.
Oh, wow. Make sure you follow the grid on the 2.1.
All this better.
That's all I can take.
That's another thing that Tom just did. He had each officer go in and do their yearly ethics
training
thing. He did that last week for us, so he had his plate full.
And since our last meeting, we had the groundbreaking ceremony.
Very nice. Chief Berthelot came.
Yeah.
We're glad to see him.
Karen and all that came was very
Richard
nice.
Richard Johnson.
We watched him move the trees and stuff. That was neat to see. I tell you one thing, just watching the superintendent out here day to day, they don't play.
That's how they get paid.
He said they're going to have his minutes middle of summertime.
That's how they get paid.
Anybody else? Anybody? All right, planning and zoning meeting, December 18th. So if you want to try to get into that.
Yes, sir.
We got a town hall closed on the 24th and 25th and January 1st. Anybody else have anything? Motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.